Hello, this is Bob Case with the audio blog of Case in Point. Today's blog is entitled, I Have Called to Witness Witnesses. There is danger in the land. The true church is being attacked and threatened with extinction. Even more grievous, the false church is joining in the attack and the threats. The people of God are frightened and her leaders are nervous. The enemies of the faith have surrounded the faithful and are plotting their destruction. The temptation for the faithful is to compromise or to surrender. And within the true church, there are those calling for unholy alliances, toleration of sin, and a modernization of the ancient Orthodox doctrines. It is a perilous time for God's people, and there is a great need for bold and faithful leaders for the church. Sounds like the current church environment, but in fact, it was the church's situation during Isaiah's lifetime, 700 years before Christ. The scriptures tell us that at moments like I've described, God sends his heralds and his reliable witnesses to encourage Abraham's seed. We are going to look at God's reliable witnesses in just situation as I've described and how that appellation applies to us Christian journalists today. The historical picture we are given in Isaiah 7 and 8 is the threat of a northern kingdom attack against the southern kingdom in about 730 BC. Pagan Syria had already conquered the northern kingdom and was threatening now to take the southern kingdom, now completely exposed to attack. Ahaz, king of the southern kingdom, wanted to form an alliance with another pagan nation, Assyria, for protection against this northern alliance. Isaiah 7:1 tells us that one part of God's people in the north has turned on the other part of God's people in the south for conquest and domination. In short, the Old Testament church is divided. Isaiah 7:2 tells us that the leaders of the southern house of David were shaken and the people were frightened. I mean, who would wonder? But God sends Isaiah, his herald, to bolster the southern Judean spirit by encouraging the Jerusalemites to remain faithful, as he tells them in 7:9, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. In a most interesting and instructive passage for us Christian journalists, the Lord speaks to Isaiah in 8:1-2. Quote, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with an ordinary pen, Maharshal al-Hash-Baz. And I will call in Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jerubbaal as reliable witnesses for me. End of quote. What does the Lord tell Isaiah to do? Isaiah is to proclaim loudly and clearly the judgment for sin. In order more effectively to arouse the church, God commands that this prophecy be made publicly known by writing, that it may be understood by all. It was the custom of the prophets, after having been enjoined to deliver any message to the people, to sum up in a few words, a brief abstract, a headline, the substance of what the prophets had said, and then to affix this headline to the gates of the temple. When this slogan, this bumper strip, this headline, had been displayed for a sufficient number of days, it was removed by the priest, placed in the temple treasury, that it might remain as a permanent record for the people. So Isaiah is to take a scroll, not just any scroll, but a large scroll, that it could be easily seen by passers-by. Now, the word scroll in the scriptures is more accurately translated slab or plank. In short, it was to be an advertising small billboard. Now, what was Isaiah supposed to do with this billboard? He is to write on it in simple, easy-to-understand language, the language of the common people. There was to be no misunderstanding of this divine, pithy statement because it was to be written in ordinary Hebrew, the Hebrew Vulgate. It is going to be an eyewitness testimony, eyewitness everlasting testimony. People are going to have to understand the message. The message on the board is somewhat irrelevant for our purposes today, but what is important is that the message would be a public record of historic fact that God was active in history. The phrase refers to real history and real people and real events. In this act of writing, we have a general headline.